Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now, let's dive straight into what's happening in open source and technology this week. First up, users of the GNOME desktop will be pleased to hear about the arrival of Copyus, a brand new clipboard manager. Copyus isn't just your average clipboard tool, it's built for power users as well as everyday folks wanting to keep their workflow smooth. It lets you manage all sorts of clipboard content, text, images, and links in one intuitive interface. You can pin favorite clippings, apply categories to your saved items, and quickly recall any bit of information when you need it most. This addition to GNOME underlines a broader trend towards making Linux desktops more accessible, customizable, and genuinely competitive with proprietary systems. In related news, PhosForce has caught a lot of attention lately with a string of articles exploring the ins and outs of some of the most talked about Linux distributions. They've been shining a light on OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, the rolling release Linux that constantly brings you the latest packages and features. CaxiOS has also had a moment in the spotlight as enthusiasts seek lightning-fast experiences and bleeding-edge software. And let's not forget Pop!_OS 24.04, the Ubuntu spin-off from System 76 that's famous for its focus on productivity and user-centric design. The diversity of the Linux ecosystem keeps growing. Each distribution lays claim to its own niche and community. This makes it an exceptionally exciting space for both new and long-time Linux users to explore. But the landscape isn't all smooth sailing. This week, OpenAI's financial strategies have sparked fresh discussions across tech circles. While the company's rapid expansion is impressive, it's relying heavily on external funding to fuel that growth. That's led to a mounting pile of debt, prompting questions about long-term sustainability and risk management. As AI becomes ever more ingrained in our digital lives, these fiscal choices could shape everything from innovation to public trust. Next, let's turn to the Arch family, home to some of the most innovative Linux projects. Endeavor OS, widely respected for making Arch approachable, has just released version the 24th of November 2025, codenamed Ganymede. This update underscores Endeavor's commitment to user-friendliness, while giving users direct access to the Arch core's flexibility and power. New installers, desktop environment tweaks, and fresher documentation make it even more compelling for those wanting control without complexity. Meanwhile, Intel is making fresh waves in the open-source world by investing in Linux kernel engineering talent. This push sees Intel reaffirm its strategic focus on open source and boosting performance across the Linux ecosystem. By pushing innovation at the kernel level, Intel strengthens its standing as a hardware leader and positions itself at the heart of open innovation. Now, it wouldn't be a comprehensive tech update without tackling the Windows 11 transition story. Microsoft has been pushing hard for users to move to Windows 11, but according to industry reports, the upgrade path isn't smooth for everyone. Around 500 million PCs are fully capable of running Windows 11 but haven't taken the plunge, while another half a billion devices are simply too old for the new OS. This is creating seismic shifts. Companies like Dell see opportunity, pitching new machines to users left behind by Microsoft's hardware requirements. But there's a flip side. Millions of users around the world may soon find themselves with unsupported hardware, posing considerable security risks as Windows 10 support dries up. Add to that, the specter of increasing e-waste as perfectly functional machines are effectively rendered obsolete. The industry faces real questions about corporate responsibility, sustainability, and how tech companies can do better for both users and the planet. It's a crucial time for governments and corporations to rethink their approach and truly commit to longer-term device support and circular design principles. But global headlines this week haven't been limited to software and hardware. Aviation has made the news for all the wrong reasons. Investigations continue into the recent Air India crash, drawing attention to international aviation oversight. It's a stark reminder that safe skies depend on coordinated action, rigorous safety culture, and truly collaborative oversight across borders. Alongside this, Airbus has initiated a massive recall affecting 6,000 of its A320 jets. Airlines worldwide are scrambling to respond, grounding flights and launching operational reviews, while regulators push for rapid corrective action. The scale of the challenge underlines just how critical agile supply chains and strong contingency planning are in today's global transport industry. Turning back to technology, there's excitement building in the Linux community as the next big Ubuntu LTS release takes shape. Ubuntu 26.04 is currently in development and aims to leap forward with the inclusion of GNOME 50. Performance tuning for modern hardware architectures is central to the release, as Ubuntu looks to maintain its edge in a rapidly evolving world. Meanwhile, KDE Plasma 6.6 is refining its support for Wayland, bringing smoother graphics and increased security to Linux desktops. Features like advanced handling of high DPI displays, improved touch input, and better compatibility with new compositors are really raising the bar. Nairi, an innovative compositor project, also continues to impress with its unique approach to adaptive layouts and user experience. These projects collectively show that open source isn't just keeping up. It's often blazing the path forward. Another story-stirring debate is Mozilla's strategic pivot, moving decisively towards an AI-centric roadmap for its browsers and other software. The challenge: balancing efforts to grow and compete in the AI space, ensuring user privacy and open web principles aren't left behind. Some longtime users and employees are asking tough questions about Mozilla's financial sustainability and mission alignment. These are critical strategic discussions, especially for an organization with such a storied past defending the open internet. There's also the latest release of the Common Desktop Environment, or CDE, as many will remember from Unix's heyday. Version 2.5.3 delivers useful bug fixes and a few polish updates, but the project is still struggling to refresh its deeply legacy codebase. Modernization remains elusive, even as the desire to keep CDE alive is strong among diehards. On the software compatibility front, Wine 10.20 is out now, and pushes Linux gaming ahead dramatically. Notable is the extended Direct3D12 support, powered through VKD3D1.18, making an increasing number of demanding Windows games run smoothly on Linux. For anyone keen to escape the confines of Windows but still enjoy a superb gaming experience, it's another meaty reason to give Linux a go. Among all the buzz about kernels, the MOS kernel project is getting real attention from developers and OS tinkerers. Built with Rust for improved safety and modularity, MOS is fully Linux compatible, but aims to rethink how kernels can be structured for future computing needs. Innovations in memory management, security, and system resource handling are making it a fascinating playground for cutting-edge experiments. If you're a developer who loves digging into new tech, MOS might just be your next passion project. Now we need to talk about some of the big-picture themes: environmental responsibility, corporate ethics, and global cooperation. Australia's climate targets for 2035 have been thrown into doubt, with new data suggesting the country is off track to achieve its mid-century net zero ambitions. Analysts point to a need for more aggressive pollution reduction strategies to catch up. The challenge is acute and will require coordinated effort across government, business, and society. As open source and tech more broadly become even more crucial to every aspect of modern life, sustainability has to underpin our design, deployment, and disposal decisions. Corporate responsibility is again in the spotlight, especially as companies like Microsoft are accused of contributing to environmental degradation by pushing new hardware cycles. E-waste, mountains of discarded PCs, and the carbon impact of relentless upgrading call for new thinking and accountability. The onus is on manufacturers and software giants to offer longer hardware lifespans, upcycled products, and greener business models. Technology's future should be one of inclusion as well as innovation, ensuring no community or user is left behind. The situation in Europe offers another perspective on urgent global cooperation, as leaders express alarm over fading European influence on the world stage. Geopolitical tensions are high, and there are renewed calls for increased defense spending and deepened strategic alliances. Economic clout and military readiness are seen as vital for Europe to remain relevant and protected, particularly as rival powers become increasingly assertive. It's hoped that by coming together and pooling resources, Europe can improve its position and regain some measure of global clout. So as we look at all these moving parts, OS launches, industry upheavals, global crises, it's clear that this is a time of transformation. Enhanced user tools and software features are vital, but it's the interplay with broader social questions that will define the future direction of tech. Open source remains at the vanguard, demonstrating what's possible through collaboration, openness, and relentless experimentation. The corporate world is facing real scrutiny. Stakeholders and users alike are demanding meaningful action on economic fairness, digital rights, and the environment. Whether you're a developer, a decision maker, or just a curious user, your participation in these conversations shapes the road ahead. If there's just one takeaway, it's that staying engaged matters now more than ever. By paying attention to technical and policy shifts alike, we can collectively build a tech landscape that's not only high-performing, but ethical and inclusive. So whether you're hacking on the newest kernel, considering a new laptop, or weighing in on sustainability policies, your voice counts. Thanks for listening.